There is a warning from the Insulation Association of New Zealand about a potential backlog of 170,000 houses needing insulation. This is, of course, to comply with the new Residential Tenancy Act, which the deadline, I believe, is July 2019. Richard Arkenstall is the Executive Officer for the Insulation Association of New Zealand. Welcome to the program, Richard.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Thanks for having us on.
Is that doable, 170,000 homes with by July next 2019?
It's certainly a big number. Look, the main thing is the industry can handle the demand if landlords and property owners start thinking about it now and getting going. I mean, the main thing is we've spent the last 12 months surveying all our members, and it really started off as measuring the industry capacity to handle the RTA provisions. And then really what we found is that, you know, there's only been about 40,000 properties that have been assessed. 60% of those didn't even comply with the Residential Tenancy Act guidelines. So you're starting to see this massive backlog of houses that if people wait too long, they simply won't be able to, you know, the industry simply won't be able to handle the demand to get them all done.
What can the industry handle in terms of thousands of homes per year?
Yeah, look, at the peak of the warm-up scheme, they were doing about 50,000 to 60,000, but that was right at the peak, and we're probably not at that capacity now. We could get up to that level. Obviously, the construction industry is very busy at the present time, so finding, you know, qualified, skilled staff is hard work sort of thing. But we can handle up to about, you know, we could get up to that 50,000 or 60,000 without too much trouble. But it's getting going and getting the demand up to that level to get it done.
Can't landlords just do the insulation themselves?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I suspect out of those numbers, some of the landlords will be doing it themselves. The key thing, of course, is that, you know, insulation has got to be installed correctly to be effective. So you've got to comply with the standard of NZS 4246. And, you know, ICA have actually done a bit of research work lately showing that quite a few landlords think they're compliant when actually they're not. So I suspect if they think, you know, it's going to be easy to do it themselves, you know, what it's like, suddenly you try to get under the house and there's, you know, not much room, or get up in the ceiling and things like that, and suddenly they go, oh God, bugger this, I'll, you know, get someone else, get the professionals in to do it. But if the, you know, the industry is too busy, you know, they're going to struggle to get it done in time.
Mm. So what's your message to landlords then? Get onto it. Start thinking about it now.
Yeah, very much. It's really being planned. The thing is to think about, you know, what needs to be done within the properties and thinking about, you know, booking in and getting it done. Alternatively, you know, they could, one of the options is to wait until tenancy changes, until a tenant moves out. And when you've got a bit of a gap, that's a great time to get in and get the insulation done and tidied up so that you're compliant with those new provisions. But, you know, the key thing is don't leave it too long. You know, we're already seeing that massive backlog of houses now. If it goes on too much further, you know, in 12 months' time, you know, it could be, you know, you could be told, sorry, you need to wait 4 or 5 months to get, you know, to get it done, if not longer.
Who does these assessments? I mean, is it up to the tenants to decide, you know, to look at their own insulation in the roof maybe, and if it's not there, to call somebody? Or will there be assessments done, do you know, in July when this kicks in?
Yeah, look, MBIE are still working out, I think, exactly how they're going to police it and quite what the, you know, how it will work when the deadline kicks in. Certainly it's up to the landlord to you know, make the assessment on the house and get the insulation done. But MBIE are actually running quite a good campaign at the present time, encouraging tenants to communicate with their landlords, to get in touch with them. You know, if they think that, you know, the house is cold and damp spots are appearing, you know, particularly if you're getting mould on the roof or a lot of grass, cold air coming up from under the house, MBIE are doing a good job saying, you know, hey, tenant, speak to your landlord, get in touch with them and start to plan when's a good time to, you know, get the house insulated. Especially, you know, you don't want to leave it till next winter if you can help it, of course, as well. So reduce those heating costs and, you know, reduce those illnesses.
Richard, thank you very much for that. I've insulated a house once underneath, and I hated it because of all the spiders. Big spiders under there. Nasty stuff. Richard